The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. Tonight, we will be blessed with another State of the Union address from Dementia Joe. While Beijing Brandon might actually believe the State of the Union is A-OK, there's no possible way his Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who has access to information and isn't an octogenarian, really believes that. Still, Mayor Pete told his fellow Democrat operative Chuck Todd on Meet the Press that he's excited for tonight because of all of Joe's accomplishments.
He's got a lot of things to tell. Why do you think that it has not penetrated the American public?
Well, look, these things don't sell themselves, and it's one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to that State of the Union address. I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration, it can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
Mayor Pete knows the real reason the flight administration has been experiencing glitches. He's got an idea of the real danger behind the Chinese spy balloon. He's been briefed on exactly what classified documents Biden might have taken with him. But that's also yesterday, and the Biden administration refuses to live in the past.
Do you think, though, if he had been more transparent about this classified document situation earlier, that he might be in a better place?
Coulda, woulda, shoulda is not the strategic direction or focus of this administration. There's too much on the line. There's too much to do.
Makes sense. Like, he could have hired a more competent cabinet to mitigate airway issues and national securities. He would have had a better rapport with the American people if he didn't smuggle American secrets out of the Obama White House. He should have taken down that Chinese spy balloon before it got an 8-day trip over American soil. But the State of the Union is great. Never better. His word is a Biden. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.